This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، Islam is a complete way of life. It's not a religion like any other religion. And so it's not a religion that teaches us what to believe in, what not to believe in only. It's not a religion that teaches us how to worship Allah only. It's not a religion that only tells us how to be good. But rather, Islam also tells us when to celebrate and when to not, when to be joyous and happy and when to not. And so we also know from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he would always make it a point. He would always make it a point to oppose the ways, the practices, the customs of others and the celebrations of others, all so that the Muslim can realize and understand that he is unique and different than others. A Muslim has an identity that is unique to him. He has a deen to abide by that teaches him everything he needs in order to live in this world. And so this Islamic identity is one that the Muslim must feel proud of. It's not just a label, it's not just a name, but with it comes an entire lifestyle and an entire way of life. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, explaining how we have our ways and the kuffar, they have their own ways. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum." That whoever imitates a people, whoever goes out of his way to be like another people, then he is one of them. And in another version of the same hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Laysa minna man tashabbaha bi ghayrina." He is not one of us, the one who imitates others other than us. And then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tushbihu al-yahud wan-nasara." Do not imitate the Jews nor the Christians. Anas radiyallahu anhi narrates. He narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrah to Medina and arrived in Medina, they had two festivals The people there had two festivals that they used to celebrate every year. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, what are these 2 days of the year that you guys celebrate? And so the companions, they said that these are 2 days in which we would celebrate, we would play, we would have fun on these 2 days during the days of Jahiliyyah in pre-Islamic times. And so when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard this, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has replaced these 2 days for you with 2 other days, and they are the day of Al-Adha and the day of Al-Fitr, the 2 days of Eid. And so this hadith explains to us very clearly that every single non-Islamic festival or celebration that is celebrated yearly, it has been replaced for us Muslims by the 2 days of Eid. These are our 2 days of the year in which we celebrate, in which we have fun, and we mark these 2 days as days of holiday. Besides this, we have no other days that we consider to be special, that we celebrate. And so it clarifies our stance as Muslims. All the various celebrations, whether they are religious in nature or commercial, as they have become today, they are not to be celebrated by Muslims. So whether it is Christmas, whether it is Valentine's Day, whether it is Easter, whether it is Halloween, whether it is New Year's, all of these are days that mean nothing to a Muslim. And so as Muslims, we need to make sure that everything we do, that every single thing we do has its roots in the way of life laid out by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that whatever we do does not break any of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. Whatever the Messenger has given you, whatever he has commanded you to do, do it. And whatever he has forbidden you from, stay away from it. Ibn Kathir, he says in his tafsir of this ayah, what this means is, whatever he sallallahu alayhi wasallam has commanded you with, do it. And whatever he has forbidden you from, stay away from it. Because he only commands you with what is good, and he only forbids you from what is evil. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi min al-ayati wal-dhikr al-hakim. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه كان غفارا وتوبوا إليه إنه كان توابا. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وإخوانه وخلانه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى وراقبوه في السر والنجوى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the taqwa of Allah, the consciousness of Allah. And let each and every single one of you look to what He has sent for His tomorrow. Referring to your life after death. Your eternal life, look to what you have prepared for that life. وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. And so each and every single one of us needs to be conscious of Allah at all times and not heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For our time is quickly winding down and soon we will be meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will bring us to account for every single thing that we did in our lives. My dear brothers and sisters, the 1st of January is just like any other day of the year. There's nothing more special about it, and there's no need for the Muslim to treat it like a special day. There's no need for a Muslim to celebrate it or feel different on that day or the night that precedes it. Having understood this, some Muslims may object and say that this is the calendar year that we all use. We set our dates according to it. Everything revolves around the dates of this particular calendar year. So why should we not celebrate this year that we use? In which we are about to enter into another one of its years. And so in response to this, we say that us using this is because we have no other choice. We have to use this calendar year. And just because we use it, it does not mean that we should celebrate the new year that approaches. Because even if we were to be using the Islamic calendar, which we should use more often, even if we were to use the Islamic calendar, the 1st of Muharram is not a day to celebrate. We Muslims do not celebrate the new Islamic year. And so, the new non-Muslim, the new non-Islamic calendar year is of even less significance to us. And so we should understand that the purpose of these calendars that we use is simply to distinguish the various days, to set our dates, and that's it. Nothing more than that. Others may object and say that this celebration has no religious significance to it. It's not like we're celebrating a Christian holiday or a Christian celebration. And so in response to that, we say that its roots can be traced back to pagan beliefs and to Christianity. And so December the 31st, this day is known as Saint Sylvester's Day, in commemoration of the Roman Pope Sylvester, who reigned during the Council of Nicaea. This council was in the year 325 after Isa alayhi salam, in which many of the Christian beliefs that they have today were adopted and were given the rubber stamp of approval at this council, including the Trinity, including the belief that Isa alayhi salam is the Son of God and is part of this Trinity. Before this, it was not the Christian belief, or it was not forced on all Christians to believe in this. And so the Pope who reigned over this council, his day that they gave to him to commemorate him was December the 31st. And then many centuries later, it was Pope Gregory who established the current Gregorian year, the current Gregorian calendar that we go by. And he set January 1st as the new year, showing us how this calendar year, and January 1st in particular, how it takes its roots in Christianity. Moreover, even if the people do not celebrate New Year's as a religious celebration, the norm is to celebrate it how? To celebrate it with music, with dancing, with drinking alcohol, and all other kinds of evils that a Muslim should stay far away from and be nowhere near such an environment. As Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said, اجتنبوا أعداء الله في أعيادهم. Stay far away from the enemies of Islam. Stay far away from the enemies of Allah when they are celebrating their celebrations. Why? Because there is a good chance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them and the wrath of Allah will descend upon them while they're celebrating their celebrations. And so the Muslim doesn't want to be anywhere near such people on such days. Finally, someone else may object and say that I may not celebrate this day, I may not celebrate the New Year's, but I merely wish people a happy New Year. I make dua for Muslims and even non-Muslims that they should have a wonderful year to come. And so in response to this, we say once again that this is not a calendar year that has any special significance to a Muslim. Also, to do so, it falls under the innovations that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us from. Why? Because you have specified a certain day every year in which you congratulate people, in which you make dua for them, and doing so falls under the innovations that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us from. And so a Muslim does not make dua at a specific time except in those times that Allah and His Messenger have taught us, nor in certain places. You don't go to certain places and say, in this particular place my dua will be accepted, unless it is something that Allah or His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam have taught us. And finally, it falls under imitating the kuffar. And so you only wish others a happy new year. Why? Because you picked that up. You've picked that up from the kuffar, of which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever imitates a people, then he is one of them. As for watching the kuffar as they celebrate, even this is something that a Muslim should not do. And so we should not go out and watch as the kuffar celebrate, counting down to the new year, counting down on that night. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. Among the ibadur rahman, among the true servants of Allah, Allah mentions one of their characteristics, that they are a people who do not witness falsehood. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. Some of the tabi'un, the students of the companions, they mentioned the tafsir of this ayah as being that they are those who do not witness, those who do not witness a'yad al-kuffar, those who do not watch the celebrations of the disbelievers, of the kuffar. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the Muslim is unique in every way. He is different in every way. He has a Muslim identity that he needs to uphold, that he needs to be proud of. And the only thing that will bring you any glory in this dunya is by holding on firmly to your deen and not looking elsewhere for fun, for entertainment. And so what we have in our deen is sufficient for us and is the only thing that will bring us our honor. As Umar radiallahu anhu said, that it is through Islam that we were brought honor. And as long as we look to other than Islam to elevate ourselves, to bring honor to ourselves, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only bring us down and disgrace us. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد المسلمين بسوء فأشغله بنفسه واجعل تدبيره تدميرا عليه يا قوي يا متين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.